which was in the canon you visit often.
Did it start recording now? I visit often, let's see. Lafayette Coffee Shop. It's a blast. I have been eating there for years. And I remember Stephanie's first day. She's worked there most of the time I've lived here, but I think she actually started 2 or 3 years after I moved here. And May has been there the whole time. And May is always, how are you? She always greets me. I'm joking.
What do you eat?
Let's see. Gosh, they have so much good food there. If you haven't been there, check it out. It is wonderful. I mean, you can get a meal there still for under $10 for the complete dinner, although I don't get the complete dinner these days because I'm trying to lose a little weight. And it's very high calorie. I mean, like, you get an entree, you get a salad, and the only dressing they have is Thousand Island, although you can skip that and go with oil and vinegar if you ask. But that's no blue cheese, no ranch. And you get salad and soup. Soup's homemade. They make their, they flavor their soups with meat stock from the meat they cook there. So it's nothing canned. And you get a big hunk of bread and your entree. And then you get dessert. That's if you get the full meal. And dessert consists of either rice pudding or jello. And on, I think, Fridays, it's bread pudding. And the bread pudding is made from their bread that's gone stale throughout the week. So it's very good because that's the best way to make a bread pudding. So. Anyway, yeah, it's a great place. As it is now, I generally get things a la carte, which means I get the entree, a hunk of bread, and Stephanie usually slips me a soup because she says, oh, it's cold outside. You should have soup tonight. It's hot. So, that and a glass of milk, and I'm a happy guy. And they have excellent turkey macaroni and cheese. So, but I had many good meals there. I mean, they got good spaghetti and meatballs, and I like their corned beef and cabbage and... Oh, turkey on Tuesday nights is good too. Complete with stuffing and a little bit of a jellied cranberry sauce on the sides. I could go on, but yeah, definitely check it out. It's wonderful food. It may look a little scary because it doesn't look like they've changed the tiles on the floor for like a century, but it's clean. It just has been stripped and waxed so many times. There's that kind of grunge around the edge. Yeah, it's just it leads over that way.
So,
definitely check it out. Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, that's it for now. Talk to you later. Bye.